Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, April 13th, 2018.
First reading today is from Acts chapter 1. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akedelma, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us. One of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry, an apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, And the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. Jesus said, Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in this world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus prays for his disciples. Jesus asks God to keep them as one, even he and the Father are one. Now, those disciples didn't even know it. Well, not yet. But they desperately needed Jesus' prayers. They were about to be scattered, and Jesus knew it. It's a frightening thought, isn't it? To find yourself alone in the world is frightening. Have you ever found yourself alone out there? As Shelley earlier referenced, perhaps when you were a young child, when you wandered away in the department store and couldn't see your mom there in the crowds. Or how about that time when you were trying to find your way to a new destination? But you made a wrong turn, and you found yourself nervously driving through some unsafe area. Or when close friends you cherished unexpectedly turn on you, and you find yourself hopelessly alone. People need community. Life in a community provides strength and boldness. It provides comfort. It provides hope for the future. But on those occasions when community gives way to fear, we can find ourselves trapped in isolation. When Jesus was arrested, the disciples had foregone their confession of faith. In other words, I guess you can say they abandoned their community. They were scattered and they found themselves alone. They let their fears guide them. They went underground. They kept silent. Perhaps they thought their silence would save them from martyrdom. So they would trade their allegiance to Jesus and to one another for the right to live. Our gospel text for today takes us back to the upper room where Jesus and his disciples had gathered in those critical hours before he was arrested and tried and condemned, before he was mocked and beaten and crucified. And it was there in the upper room that Jesus would pray for his friends. That prayer today has come to be known as his high priestly prayer. And soon after that, Jesus would find himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. And there, Jesus would find himself alone. The disciples were there, but they were fast asleep. And even then, Jesus continued to pray that God's will be done, even as a grotesque death awaited him. Jesus continued to pray, not for himself, but rather for the souls he came to save, even for the souls of those men who slept while he prayed. Seems terrible, doesn't it? Jesus could have used their encouragement and comfort. Much strength was going to be required for what was about to take place. And yet Jesus wasn't concerned about himself. His concern was for his disciples. His community was about to break down. It was going to give way to fear. The disciples had once promised to die with Jesus rather than deny him. But I think we know how that worked out. Certainly Jesus knew better. They were about to be scattered, and Jesus knew it. And Jesus had been their community. It was Jesus who kept those disciples together. They clung to his every word, even though at times they would struggle to understand him. And nevertheless, the 12 continued to follow him because they trusted him. Of course, there would be others who weren't so trusting. Some found Jesus' teaching too demanding, too hard, and some would turn back and no longer walk with Jesus. But not the 12. Even on that occasion when Jesus told them that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood to have eternal life, they didn't leave him. Instead, they declared, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." But nevertheless, for the sake of his community, there would come that time when isolation would have its way. The disciples ran. They left Jesus behind. And what had been foretold, what was hoped for, the reconciliation of God and men would be fulfilled. And it would be fulfilled in isolation on a desolate hill outside the city gates of Jerusalem. It was there that the sinless Son of God Almighty would be left to die in utter isolation, left alone to face death for the sins of those who had abandoned him to that cross. And there, God was in Christ reconciling you to himself. On that day of shame and torture, Jesus was completely alone. He was forsaken by man and by God, who had laid upon his Son the unimaginable weight of our sins, so that by the stripes he bore, we might be healed. Now, before Jesus was crucified, he told his disciples that they too would drink with him from the cup of suffering. They too would be given a taste of the isolation that their Lord was experiencing. They would experience the fear of potential martyrdom. And for an example, we need look no further than to Peter. Good old ambitious and zealous Peter. And as outspoken and zealous as he was, Peter showed us exactly what fear can do to a believer. The same man who once said that he would die with Jesus denied that he even knew Jesus. And history has marked Peter with the shame of his denial. But the truth is this. Those other disciples were no less guilty of denying Jesus. When Jesus was arrested, they all ran. When they abandoned him, they abandoned their community of faith. And only Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and John were there at the foot of the cross when our Lord died there. My friends, hopefully you see what I'm getting at. Do you understand what I'm saying here? We need community. In truth, we need community more than ever before. God's church today confronts a time of unprecedented challenge. To far too many people, religion, meaning the formal exercise of our faith, has become completely unnecessary. To many people, it has outlived its usefulness. It has given ways in too many respects to this vague sense of spirituality, undefined, which is nothing more than an isolated, lonely sort of journey out into the unknown, where no grace and mercy can be found. But yet it's still happening, and consequently, Christian denominations are losing members at an alarming rate. And people ask why? Well, the unvarnished truth, the objective proclamation of the Word of God, is falling prey to the subjective of personal human opinion, in that place where one truth is as good as another, leaving no place for the absolute truth of the Word of God. Now, with all that in mind, I need to encourage you to look around you this day. Realize one of the greatest blessings we enjoy as the people of God is our fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. In his priestly prayer, Jesus prayed that we would be one, as he and the Father are one. You see, this is God's will for his people, that we be one with him and in fellowship with one another, in a community where every single member is valued, and we're all genuinely care for the other and is willing to bear the other's burdens, where cliques and complaints and rumors and gossips and whispers have no place whatsoever. Here, where Christian love reigns one and for all. Here, where God makes us a holy and healthy family in his word and sacrament. For this, my friends, is pleasing to God. Division within the church is never to be tolerated or celebrated. If one member of this body suffers, all should suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all should rejoice together. What should set this community of faith apart from all those other communities out in the world today? In a word, unity. The hallmark of St. Peter Lutheran Church is to be unity, where isolation is not welcome, and no one feels isolated from this community of faith. We're baptized children of God. That makes us brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And that makes us family. We're family. God forbid that we ever fail to recognize and live by the oneness of the Spirit, which God has given to us all. And God forbid that anyone here, anyone within this fellowship, feel isolated among us. Wholeness. The wholeness of this community is central. It's essential to your spiritual well-being. For one another's eternal sake and for the sake of all, we must remain united in one another in Him. I want you to listen again to Jesus' prayer. Our Lord says, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I don't ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one." That's what he does here. You are not of the world, just as he is not of the world. Jesus says, "Sanctify them in your truth, for your word is truth." My friends, too many people today are out there looking for God in a fallen world. People are out there wandering. People are out there lost. They're looking everywhere except where he has promised to be found. I hear people ask, where are you, God? Where can you be? He's right here. And he tells you, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. And it's here that Jesus brings us together. Here he keeps us and makes us holy by the word of God Almighty. Right here in this community, our community of faith. My friends, what a good place to be. And how good it is to be in your company here on this day. He who has called you all by the gospel calls you to unity. My dear friends in Christ, may you find confidence and strength and blessing in this community, in this fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ. May we truly be as one. May we set aside any disagreements or misunderstandings. And may together we find joy in his gifts. And may each and every one of us live in faithful communion with one another and with Christ here in this company of saints. For Christ's sake, may it be so for us all. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
My head.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.